Classic Rock Radio lives on the radioantenna.com.
After the 7:30 news, and we'll ask you a Great Wall Motors related question. Get it right and you'll score a brick, which is your 1 in 65 chance to head to Hong Kong. It's all thanks to Bathurst Great Wall, 113 Durham Street and 99.3 B-Rock FM. Get the help you need for any job around your home or business. Tap into Radio Red Pages, a directory of specialists in the Bathurst area.
The Elephant and Castle has a new with live entertainment every weekend. The Elephant and Castle really is your late night venue alternative.
For more information, check out our website, radioredpages.com.au, or phone 2BS B-Rock on 6331 7777.
Good morning, I'm Melissa Jones. Authorities in Victoria fear a massive bushfire in the state's east could threaten more towns when weather conditions take another turn for the worse on Thursday.
Bang & Main Furniture. Choose your comfort, choose your accessories. Main to your measurements. Available in fabric and leather.
Made for you at Lounges Plus. Yeah.
170 Sydney Road, Kelso.
The latest B-Rock FM 4-day rockcast today, partly cloudy, isolated showers with a chance of thunderstorms this afternoon and evening. That's mainly in the west though for Tuesday. Partly cloudy and the chance of showers and thunderstorms. Same for Wednesday and guess what? Thursday, partly cloudy and isolated showers until the evening. Much needed rain. Top of 28 today for Orange, 31 for Mudgee, Oberon to the mountains, 24 Bathurst. Top of 29 degrees currently outside at the moment, still 17.5 degrees.
Benny and the B-Rock FM Morning Show.
Yes, it is Benny here, and awesome to have your company right here on the Rock of the West in the first whoops of 2013. The maple leaf shown on Canada's new $20 bill is from a Norway maple, which is not native to Canada, several botanists have decreed. Now, Canada's iconic red maple leaf image appears on its flag, government logos, countless other branding, all that kind of stuff. It's their national symbol. Now, the Bank of Canada has dismissed criticism, saying that the leaf is not Norwegian, but rather a stylized Canadian maple leaf and does not represent any specific species of trees. Now, the polymer banknote first went into circulation in November of last year, so not that long ago, okay? Not that long ago, and everyone's up in arms about it. So if you travel to Canada and you get one of these $20 notes, then think about it, because they just say, no, that is not what a Canadian maple leaf is. But anyway, you can check it out online, but they're just annoyed that the invasive Norway maple leaf is on their $20 note when it should be their maple leaf. And it's actually in a little clear window, much the same as most of our notes over here have a clear window on it as well. So there you go. Canadians up in arms about their $20 note. And why shouldn't they be? It is Benny here this morning. Great to have you company. Let's do some more great rock right now. Let's do one from the boss. And it's Dryden Arrangement. She's like an alien.
TheRadioAntenna.com